Welcome to FlameFlash.net episode 18. The torch rises forth proudly with quite a bit of news, gaming and otherwise. So I'm going to get started so I can actually stay within my hoped for time cap. Not that I have a specific one, but oh look, I'm already rambling excitedly. Anyway, gaming wise, for the last week, Sims 3 has a free downloadable pack for Halloween. So if you're a fan of Sims 3, hit the Sims 3 store up, grab it. That is, unfortunately, all the Sims 3 I was playing this week was downloading and installing that. Lots going on, so that's kind of understandable. Portal. Yes, the original Portal. And Portal, still alive. Xbox 360 version, downloadable. And the original Portal for the PC. Portal for the PC, we got for free when Steam went live on Mac. Portal Still Alive is the Xbox 360 downloadable with some extra custom content. And both were used in this last week. There is a really great YouTube video out there of high production quality, and a lady stars in a fairly silent endeavor of a live-action Portal video. I won't ruin it for you too much, but it's out there on YouTube, on the YouTubes, and is definitely worth finding and watching. ExtraLife.com had this in their little blog roll a while ago. That's how I found it. So if you want a quick shortcut, Extra Life is where I found it. They're a webcomic that I follow. Trying to move my camera around a little bit. There we go. Plants vs. Zombies came to the PlayStation Network recently for PlayStation Plus members for free. And so I was sure to download it and got a little playtime in it. Now, I've beaten Plants vs. Zombies. I have it on the Xbox 360. Had to buy it there. And now I have it on the PS3. PS3, as I've mentioned before, is my preferred gaming platform of choice, mostly because I'm able to actually upgrade the hard drive and back it up somewhere, unlike the 360, which still threatens to red ring at a moment's notice. And I would have to pay for online multiplayer. Sorry if there are any Xbox fans out there. I certainly don't mind the Xbox. It's a very good system. However, it does eat my controller batteries. And I just end up preferring and playing the PS3 more now that I actually have a sizable hard drive for it. But speaking more of Portal, I also finally fired up Portal 2. All of this Portal video and Portal watching got everybody interested in Portal 2. It is a great puzzle game. Portal and Portal 2 are puzzle, mind-bending, first-person games. They are not first-person shooters. Thus far, I have not run into anything that is child inappropriate. Perfect for a youngling who wants to, you know, have that first-person shooter experience, but stretch their minds at the same time. Because you're not technically playing a first-person shooter, you're playing a first-person puzzler. There is a distinction. Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalker, 2012, for the PS3. And that is a mouthful. Magic the Gathering, the latest version. Played that again. Picked that back up. It is by far the easiest game to put a baby to sleep to. That be a toddler or a six-month-old. You have to stand and rock the six-month-old at the same time, but you can do it because your hands aren't overly busy. So I've gotten deeper into that on a quest for all the trophies there. The one annoying fact is that all the quests, all the trophies appear to be bronze on the PS3, which is a shame. That's, you know, the lowest grade of trophy. Be nice if there was something more out there, especially when free games from the PS Plus service, like Altered Beast, literally hand you silvers and a gold. Altered Beast is definitely a game you will want to grab if you are only a PlayStation 3 or Xbox Live, if it's available there, achievement trophy junkie. Altered Beast is that classic game where you are tasked to rescue a wizard's daughter, and through the course of a level, pick up little spirit orbs that slowly power you up into a more buff man, and eventually a buff man beast. Wolf, dragon, bear, and cheetah, I believe. And then it cycles back to wolf for the final level. Five levels, that's right. This is one of those classics. And it's a classic that will kick your butt. I have to admit, I just wanted the experience of finally seeing all of Altered Beast, so I played it on the easiest difficulty setting. Finally got to play it, though. May share it with the kids this weekend as a nostalgia kick. I don't really see myself firing it up much now that I've gotten most of the trophies out of it, though. Glad it was free. Because You Don't Know Jack. Yes, we're back to playing You Don't Know Jack a little bit more. More trophies, more fun. All of those questions. It is worth the $30 to grab for any of your systems. I'd strongly recommend one that has an active online community, but it's a great couples game to play. And when you run out of questions or shows, there are 73 in all, I believe, on the core disc. And then for $20 more, at least on the PlayStation Network, you get 40 more questions. No, that doesn't sound like a lot, but when one question round can last half an hour, 15 minutes, kind of depends, it's great. You get fresh content, you get fresh questions, and the more questions and shows, game shows that are out there, the less likely you are to remember them when it cycles back through. Therefore, it's a good thing. Finally, World of Warcraft. And this gives us a great springboard because some of the news is World of Warcraft related. But oddly, what I'm doing now is running around digging. I've gotten quite behind on Facebook and my email, but World of Warcraft archaeology on my main druid is a great way to multitask if you have multiple screens. Just dropped my pen. There we go. Multiple screens and send yourself off flying. You can't really do much while you're on a flight path, and it's later in the evening, usually, for me when I'm playing, so I don't want to get up and do other things, but surfing around on Facebook and catching up on email, great things to do. Sure, you can minimize WoW if you're a one-screen kind of person, but I've come to expect when I minimize WoW on a flight path that it's going to crash and disconnect. I don't know why. I really hope they fix that soon, because I like turning on the sound so that it plays in the background, and therefore I can minimize it and just listen for that landing sound effect that we all know and love at this point. But regarding WoW and WoW news, Blizzard is partnering with PayPal. I guess this isn't really fully WoW news, because this also entails the Diablo 3 announced real money auction house, but if you don't have a credit card, if you want to subscribe to World of Warcraft without using a credit card, with PayPal, now you'll be able to. Us, we'll stick to the game cards. I prefer that. It forces you to, every 2 months, reassess if you really want to keep playing, if you've been playing enough to justify the cost. Sun and I are now at level 75, so we're halfway through Wrath content, and he's having a blast. Re-experiencing Wrath, I'm not sure I'd be able to do it again, having four characters that are up past Wrath. I think that's one reason my Hunter is still kind of languishing at 71, but partnered with him, he's seeing it all for the first time. And he's enjoying it all for that first time. He loves it. And it's great being an elemental shaman and having his back with the possibility of healing when needed. Daughter and I, likewise, think we're around 63. I would not be going through Burning Crusade content again. No. I would be leveling either through the Battleground system or dungeons. Totally. Most likely. But the daughter's never experienced this world. She's enjoying it. She's having fun. And that's what matters, is to have fun and play together. Heck, if it wasn't for the kids, we might have already had discontinued our WoW subscription, just because we haven't been doing what we did in Wrath, which was battlegrounds and instances and raids. Just hasn't been done. Which leads me, great segue, to the class feedback requests. The Blizzard Blues. If you're not familiar, Blue Posters are Blizzard employees. Blue Posters are on the official World of Warcraft US.battle.net forums. US.battle.net. They have gone out and said, everybody, we want you to fill out this questionnaire about your class. So, I happily oblige. My main class... Well, I have a few main classes, but I feel like my main class is Druid, mostly because that's the first character I leveled up, and it's the first character I even got to the level cap of Kata. So, I'm going to lightly go through how I answered, and if you have comments, questions, agreements, disagreements, podcast@flameflash.net. What type of content do I focus on? I used to enjoy both PvP and PvE. The wife more was PvP only. I leaned more towards PvE, player versus environment, But I still really enjoyed the PvP experience when I went and did it. What kind of PvP? Well, I was mostly a Winter Grasper or Toll Barrader, so I classified myself as a Battlegrounder for their little survey. My wife was a Druid Healer in Warsong Gulch. She has the Warsong Gulch Master achievement. Kind of hard to get, but she has it. What is the biggest quality life issue for druids? This would be, for instance, hunters now no longer require ammo. That is a quality of life change. It frees up a lot of bag space. For druids, for restoration druids especially, it is the loss of that heal bar. I'd really rather just get my tree form back and maybe them give the other tree of life form that they've made brand new as the trinket option. But we need a dedicated heal bar. Boomkins get it, bears get it, cats get it. Why don't resto druids get it? At least a dedicated heal bar so I can put all my heal spells in one spot and have them all keyed to 1 through equals. What would be more fun? What would make help make the class more fun? I miss my hots. Cataclysm changed how we heal. It changed how we tank. And that's what I did on my druid. Hots are heal over time. Other healing classes, it's more of a bam, you're healed. Bam, you're healed. Cast time, cast time, cast time. Druids had that too, but we had the added bonus of, say, regrowth was a completely unique spell. It still is a completely unique spell, but it's a crappy, completely unique spell because it is the expensive, fast, inefficient heal. That used to be our nourish. That is, for instance, Priest's Flash Heal. They're fast heals. They get it off fast to keep the tank alive. But that's all you can do now is keep the tank alive. You can't Life Bloom on the Rogue. You can't Rejuve on the Mage. The Hunter is pretending to be dead again because he pulled off the tank because he forgets to misdirect. You don't get all of that anymore healing in a 5-man instance because it's just not happening. You run out of mana. It's not fun anymore. I lost my hots. I lost my hots for instancing because of it. Yay, I made a pun. But I miss it. Again, that's why I would probably have already bowed out of WoW if it wasn't for my kids. They love seeing the new things that Mommy and Daddy find and then look forward to doing that themselves. If I didn't have a partner in WoW, I would definitely be gone. And that includes Red Flare. Our Mage-Priest combo is still melting faces extremely without hesitation. The Effervescence is probably the newest fun piece of druid healing. You pop a Reju, which is the priests, that's your renew. It's supposed to be our core heal. Our heal over time, core heal option. Just toss rejuve on everybody. Rejuvenation, for those not familiar. Well, it's not anymore. It's easier and cheaper to just wait and cast a healing touch. Greater heal. Greater healing wave. They've standardized healing in such a way that it is no longer fun. The effervescence, you put a nice big green circle on the ground after healing your tank, and then you heal everybody around the tank. It's almost that life bloom effect of topping everyone off if they all hang close together. Whereas before, I would just toss a life bloom on everybody after a fight, and then we were ready to go to the next fight. Also, Feral side, we need some kind of way to convert parry and block into dodge. I want to roll on tanking trinkets and rings. The itemization, the gear that you want as a feral druid tank, is rogue crap. I don't want DPSing stuff. Damage per second, non-tank, non-healer stuff. I want tank stuff. I want dodge. I want hit. I want stamina. I want strength to matter again. Why they butchered that for bears, I have no idea. Apologies on the World of Warcraft tirade. Speaking, lastly, of World of Warcraft, the new Wolfheart novel just came out. This covers Varian Wrynn, the wolf. If you've read Stormrage, it hints at Wolfheart, how Varian Wrynn definitely carries the world spirit of the wolf with him. Wow, I've got a lot of stuff still. Well, so let's get started. Other news, aside from WoW, Missouri is waffling on their Facebook law. The governor still wants mandatory district policies for social media. That's all it should have been in the first place. Why try to mandate First Amendment right stuff? Stay out of it. Go local. Let it go local so that the people locally can decide on these things and discuss it. And discuss it with their teachers. Parents should be involved. They should be looking and snooping. It's not really snooping. You're protecting your child. On their Facebook pages. Or blocking them from having one in the first place until they're of age. Our kids want to play the Facebook game, so they'll probably be at least doing that once they turn 13 and are able to have an account. Let's see here. Back to the Future 2 shoes. Nike has just made a batch. They're selling them on eBay for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And they are so expensive that I will certainly not ever be owning one. These are those really cool shoes that, you know, auto-laced and had lights and whatnot on them because they were in the future of 2015, which is amazingly only 4 years away. Where are my hoverboards? I want a hoverboard. A hoverboard with power. Sorry. Geek moment. Anyway. AT&T's response. I mentioned a week or two ago regarding the fact that the T-Mobile AT&T buyout has been blocked. AT&T's canned response is simply that the government is messing us up and the merger would create more competition and jobs and lower prices and a higher quality of service. Huh? How is eating a competitor, and therefore there being fewer competitors in the market, going to create these things? Go back to your 101 economics class, AT&T. Bad AT&T. No cookie. Pennsylvania District Court has now called the insurance buying mandate of the Obamacare health bill as unconstitutional. Thank goodness somebody has at least finally woke up and stopped drinking from the same Kool-Aid. It's unconstitutional. You can't mandate me just through tax ordinances to buy something I don't want. Granted, I have health insurance, but if I was a single 25-year-old male, I would most likely not have it because I would be healthy, happy, and not needing a doctor anyway. I can't remember the last time. Well, yeah, actually I can. I had that kidney stone back when little newbie was a week old. But again, I wouldn't have been dehydrated had I been not where I am, and I would therefore not have been suffering from that and needed a doctor. But the government doesn't get to require us to buy something. End of discussion. Hey, look, I'm going to randomly jump over to gaming again. Final Fantasy 10. Why are they remaking Final Fantasy 10? Yes, it was a really good Final Fantasy. I loved it. But why bring it to the PS3? I know it's some kind of anniversary remake, but why not bring back Final Fantasy 6 or 7 or 8 or 9? Why are you only celebrating the anniversary of Final Fantasy X? And are you going to at least bundle X2 with it? That'd be nice. I'd like that. Just doesn't make sense to me. Let's see. Magic 2012, I mentioned it earlier. The first expansion, more levels, probably more cards and decks, is now out. So feel free to grab that if you're running low on single-player content. Also, GoldenEye 007 Reloaded. This is the old classic N64 game coming finally to Xbox and PS3. I say finally because it did come out on the Wii, but the Wii really can't do it justice with the controller setup. The PS3 controller, the Xbox controller. Oddly, you have PlayStation Move support. Probably Xbox Kinect support as well. But I'm going to stick to the controller, thank you very much. It's one of the first-person shooters to come out for this generation of consoles that I'm really tempted to get, as long as it still has 4-player, split-screen multiplayer. You have to keep that, guys. Have to. Yes, it's cool. You're going to get some online, I think up to 16 people in a match. That's 4 times the amount that there used to be. But if you've lost that 4-player split screen, you've lost me. Not that you care, but you have. Mario Kart 7 finally has a release date. Mario Kart 7 is the Mario Kart for the 3DS. Why they named it number 7? Accurate numbering, but why they put a 7 on it instead of a 3DS, I don't know. December, early December, I think December 4th, 3rd or 4th. Awesome. I can't wait. Mario 3D Land also has a release date. This is Nintendo's attempt to have a strong library, finally, of games, including Star Fox 64 3D, for the holiday season, and hopefully breathe some new life into the 3DS, especially with its price drop. I'm still proud to be an ambassador, however. Can't wait to put Mega Man Zero Collection into my 3DS and try that out. No, it's not a 3DS game, but it's still going to be fun. I'm still a Mega Man fan. And I'd like to remind everybody again that I'm Flame Flash. I'm Flame Flash pretty much everywhere. Raptor. PlayStation Network, Twitter, flameflash.net, podcast at flameflash.net, flameflash82, I think, on YouTube, probably because I forgot my original flameflash password, but I'm out there on YouTube. If you want this nice and early, come watch me on Ustream. If you're joining me on iTunes or YouTube, welcome! And thank you. But if you want it raw, it's Ustream. Try to do it every Wednesday night, and so far in 18 episodes, I think we're well on track. So thank you for stopping by, and feel free to drop me a line. Again, podcast at flameflash.net. Twitter at flameflash. And the PlayStation Network, flameflash. So, the torch is signing off.